tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Good day, everybody. Hope everybody is having a great day today, right? I have some good news. For the past 3 years, I've been struggling with school, right? Not really struggling, but man, a lot of writing, a lot of this, a lot of that. But now I could say that I'm now Dr. Harris, DHA, Doctor of Healthcare Administration. Okay, that's my title. I'm so proud of the accomplishment that I have accomplished over the past 3 years and throughout my life. I thank God for everything that has happened to me. You know, if it wasn't for the man above, the great God above, if it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be today. You know what I mean? Sometimes, a lot of times, you know, I'm not perfect. You know, a lot of times, like, man, I made so many mistakes in my life. But no matter what, the Lord, the great God, he always had my back. And Lord, I thank you and I appreciate everything that you have done for me. Thank you so much for that, God. But now, before I actually get into my topic that I really want to talk about, that I'm going to talk about, right? I just want to say this, man. Democrats, I have no faith in you. I don't believe that you're going to win the House and the Senate come November, come the midterms. I don't have the faith. Don't get me wrong, though. I'm telling you this now. You know what I'm saying? You can be part of a party, and you can still criticize the damn party. You know what I'm saying? That's the beauty of the democracy that we live in today. Right? That you can still criticize that party that you are a part of, right? And I got to say this, that I do not have faith in the Democratic Party. I'm going to tell you why I don't have faith. Okay, now, before I get with all of that. Now, back in November, there was some election went on, right? Back in November. For the most part, Democrats came on the top. Right? I was in Virginia governor. I think New Jersey. I saw somewhere Democrats won. Right? I see California is doing the thing, especially with the mayorship. Okay? Primary. All that stuff. Right? I think it's going to be two Democrats against each other in this primary come November for mayor in L.A., I think. You know? I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's two black women against each other. Mayor Brother right now, the current mayor, and another mayor. But I will be paying close attention to the California mayorship come November, right? Now, when it comes to Democratic Party and why I don't have faith in them. Okay, now let's talk about Mayor Zamdami. I can't pronounce the man's name. Zamdami of New York. Now, he endorsed three people, Democratic people, right? For this seat, and all three of them won. Okay. Now, those three people, right, that he endorsed are, as they would say, Democratic Socialists. You know what I mean? And I do believe, right, just because New York probably voted for a Democratic Socialist, that don't mean it's going to be like that for the rest of the country, right? And I know I hear it on the news, talking about if it comes November, if Mamdami, if those the socialists win their primary, right, come November, should the Democrats embrace that, right? And my question is, right, just because something is good for one part of the country, that don't mean it's going to be good for the next part of the country, right? No, everybody's different. They'll call New York marijuana socialist up there in New York. That'll mean in freaking, let's say Tennessee, for example, they want socialists. Because even black Southerners, they might not like those type of things. Right? You see what I'm saying? But my thing is with the Democratic Party as a whole, right? Just because in November election, a lot of Democrats won, either won the primary or won the seat, whatever, in November, last November. And I think the Democrats is banking on that, right? I think the Democrats is banking on Trump keep messing up for them to gain seats. When will these people learn, man? America don't give a damn, right? What Donald Trump does, they don't. If they really care, they would have never put the man back in office. You understand that? America doesn't care, right? No. The damn Democrats, right? A lot of black people right now have no faith in the Democratic Party. They don't. And the thing about it, I don't blame them. I really don't blame them, because what has right now is the Democrats trying to get the black vote, working hard to get the black vote. No, they're not working hard. Are they learning? Right? Are they look at numbers right now since 2018? When, yeah, back in the day, a lot of Hispanics used to vote Democrats. But now, a lot of them went Republican. Since DeSantis, since 2018, man. That's why I've been paying attention. More attention to the numbers, right? DeSantis won in Florida, the governor, because of the Hispanic vote. If not enough Hispanics would have voted for them, DeSantis, he would have lost. And Andrew Gillum would have been governor of Florida. Jasmine Crockett, when she lost the primary for senator of Texas, right? James Tallarico, the reason why he won, because of a lot of Hispanic vote. You understand that, right? A lot of Hispanics, a lot of them are turning Republicans. You know what I mean? Despite of what Joe Biden tried to do. And I got to be honest with you right now. I am not a Donald Trump fan by far. But I got to call a spade, man, when what I see. Joe Biden opened up the damn borders, right? Which was stupid to me. You see what I'm saying? And when I saw all those people coming across the damn border on the news, these pregnant women coming across the border, saw them on the news, right? And let's be real about the situation. People don't want to talk about it, but I'm going to talk about it, right? See, a lot of these pregnant women who are not citizens that came to America, they're 7-8 months pregnant. Come to America, a lot of times doesn't have the babies. I know the baby is an American citizen, but these are not citizens of the United States. Those are the type of stuff we need to discuss, right? But Democrats they ain't trying to talk about that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Not everything to me, you should fight Donald Trump on. Not every damn thing, right? When you see that, right? People don't care, and even the people that vote Democrats, right? A lot of them vote Democrat because a lot of them don't like Donald Trump. But I'm telling you this, even the people that vote Democrats, that are Democrat voter, right? I do believe a lot of them don't like that open border crap where what Joe Biden did. You see what I'm saying? But I don't see Democrats going, having these town hall meetings and talking to the people in the community. I can't see that doing it. Because if they were, it would be all over the internet, even if the news not talking about it. Because people got camera phones and people record stuff. It'll be all over the internet, right? If a lot of the Democrats, Congress people, see what I'm saying? House of Representatives, people running for the House, people running for Senate, But no, a lot of times, to me, they're afraid to get in hot seat, man. A lot of them are. And these are the type of leaders that we got to put in office who are afraid to get the hard question asked. Democrat Party, y'all need to do better. Y'all don't even have a clear leader right now. Seem like Mom Nami, right? Which I love this guy a lot. I love his energy. You know what I'm saying? I like what he stands for. But let's be honest, right? He's an American citizen, but he was not born in this country. But it seemed like to me, he might be the clear leader for the Democratic Party. Because people love this guy. But y'all don't see that stuff though, man. Right? He's doing, so far, a lot of great things for New York. Childcare for children that are under 2 years old. Free childcare. You can't beat that stuff, man. I remember when he was running, and he talking about he wanted to have government-run grocery stores. Right? Even people on the left and people on the right were talking trash about that without even seeing the big picture or even try to give it a chance. Who knows? If it fails, it fails, right? But at least he's trying. He's doing something. At least he's doing something. You know what I mean? Now, seem like a lot of times the Democrats, they aren't in line with each other. You see what I'm saying? Like the Republicans are. Look at them, John Fetterman. Senator John Fetterman. How much time he don't vote against the Democratic Party in a serious voting thing? Huh? How much time this man don't vote with the Republicans? I believe, you know, I'm gonna tell you something right now about him. When he was running against Dr. Oz, I never trusted him anyway. Any man that wear a hoodie, put with a nice suit, whatever. You can't trust those type of guys, man. Sorry, you can't trust them. I don't trust them. I never did. And believe it or not, actually kind of low-key, I kind of wanted Dr. Oz to win that election, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Oz is a very intelligent, smart, young, smart man. Very. And despite whether he's a Republican or not, I know he would have been fair and he would have done good things for the state of Pennsylvania. I know he would have. You see what I'm saying? Because to me, sometimes not about the party, it's about the individual. You see what I'm saying? But look at that Fetterman. Just remind me of Joe Manson and Kyrsten Sinema. Right? I always vote against the Democratic Party. You see what I'm saying? The damn Democrats, they're not in line with each other. They don't be going out there talking to the people, right? Especially black folks. It's like y'all just forget about black people. You see what I'm saying? And it's mainly the white Democrats. I ain't talking about very rarely the black Democrats. Mainly the white Democrat. Because a Democrat could never win nowhere without the black vote. They can't win. You see what I'm saying? Now, the Republicans, right, are trying to do away with a lot of voting rights in the South. I see a lot of black Democrats coming on and talking about it. But I don't see white Democrats talking about it. Because to me, they don't care either. They're just complicit with the Republican Party. They are very complicit. See what I'm saying? A lot of them are very complicit. That's how I feel. That's how I feel, because I don't see them on the front line, right? Look at damn James Tallarico right now. I'll be honest with you, if I live in Texas, I'll still vote for him just to give him a chance to see what he's going to do as a Democrat, as senator. But it seems to me, I don't know if he's going to have a backbone, though. Like, I think Jasmine Crockett, people talk trash about Jasmine Crockett, but the woman have a damn backbone, right? Yeah, y'all so damn dumb. Yeah, right. Some of y'all people, not only, right? Y'all all just talk this way. She's ghetto. She's this. She's that, right? And some of y'all so stupid, right? She, yeah, y'all don't see the fight she's doing for y'all. Especially black folks. It pissed me off when I hear black people talk bad about this woman, right? It's bad enough when white people talk about bad about her. But when black people talk bad about her, it really makes me kind of upset. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all don't see the fight this woman fought. Right? And then Jim Tallarico, right? As soon as he won the primary, the damn Republicans, they was on his ass. On his ass, right? Call him all kind of shit. Is he a man? Is he a woman? Talking trash. I've seen a man come out one time saying anything about the Republican or whatever. Nothing. How the hell gonna let people talk trash about you, right? That niceness, that your so-called Christianity, or the niceness thing, that's out the door. You can't be nice in today's political climate. You gotta be a vulture, man. If they're going to attack you, you got to attack them twice as much, 10 times more. Come back with the dirt. Right? I'm telling you right now, Democrat, you're thinking about the new generation of people, right? Younger folks. The younger folks ain't taking no trash. The older generations, like people in my generation on older, Gen X and older, they'll probably be like, you know what, though? I'm letting it slide. But young people, the millennials, right? The Gen Zers, they ain't taking no trash. Trust me. And if you don't have enough Gen Zers on your side, I don't believe you'll win. Because first of all, these Gen Zers are probably thinking, this damn Democrat dude weak as hell. Why should I vote for this damn guy? Because he's not going to fight for me. You see what I'm saying? He's not going to fight for me. So why should I vote for him? Right? No. Come on now. You got to do better, Democrats. You got to do better. You got to go and be on the damn ground talking to the damn people, man. Because if you don't talk to the damn people, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. For real. Sad to me. Right? It's sad. Now, Democratic Socialist, right? Let me read what does a Democratic Socialist mean. So, a Democratic Socialist is someone who believes that democracy should be used to create an economy that provides more public ownership, stronger worker protections, and a larger social safety net than is typical in a purely capitalist society. So Democratic Socialists, right, generally support free and fair elections, freedom of speech and civil liberties, labor unions and worker rights, universal health care, affordable or free higher education, strong social programs, and reducing economic inequality, right? So what's wrong with that, right? Now, Democratic Socialist is different from communism because Democratic Socialists do not seek a one-party state or the abolition of democracy. They want change to voting, legislation, and democratic institution, right? So when I hear people on the news talking about, oh, these people want to be communists, they're wrong. They are totally wrong. A Democrat, so the other one is basically, all right, that people should be taken care of well. See what I'm saying? Why can't we have universal education? Why can't I have that? I'm sorry, not universal education, but universal healthcare. Why can't we have, right, universal healthcare, right? If America is supposed to be the greatest country in the world, why we got so much homeless people on the ground? Why people aren't do they have health care? Why people, right, if they have a family, have to pay like $1,000 a month or $1,000 a paycheck for health insurance? Why? That's ridiculous to me. See what I'm saying? Shit. Man, I have a damn job. Just last night, I was talking to one of the damn nurses at work. And she had to go to the doctor, right? And she had to get an MRI for her back. And though she had insurance for the MRI, she still had to have to, for her to get MRI, she still has to pay $1,200 out of pocket with insurance. That's ridiculous. She's a nurse. She's not rich. You see what I'm saying? Oh, you gonna make somebody pay $1,200 out of pocket, man. Come on. We need to do better as a society. And think about it, it's like we don't, us, we all put, to me, man, in most cases, man, we all put the wrong people in office, man. See what I'm saying? If you're a Republican, I know some of y'all have been Republican your whole damn life. You need to stop being loyal to the party that's not loyal to you when you're poor. Right? When I watch the news, when I would go scroll through the internet and I hear black people talking, well, what have the Democrat Party done for black folks, right? I can say the same thing about white people. What have the Republican Party done for y'all? Right? Some of y'all still live in the damn trailer park. Some of y'all have 3 and 4 freaking kids struggling to buy food for your kids. See what I'm saying? Some of y'all, they have different baby daddies. Some of y'all women, but white women, right? Y'all want to talk trash about black women? Some of y'all white women have multiple baby daddies. You see what I'm saying? Living off Medicaid, a Democrat program, if you want to get technical. Getting food stamps, a Democrat program, if you want to get technical. But yet, you're loyal to the Republican Party who don't give a damn about you. If y'all do your research right now and look into a lot of these Democrat cities, yeah, don't get me wrong. Some of these Democrat cities, the crime rate is very high. I get it. But look, of what type of social net a lot of Democrat cities get. A lot of people that live in a Democrat city live better lives than some of y'all who live in these rural red town. I'm telling you, I've seen it firsthand when I lived in Georgia, and I would drive all over Georgia, right, to promote the hospital I was working in. And I see it firsthand. I'll drive to a majority of white, poor white neighborhood with Donald Trump sign and I pass the homes, right? And I see grasses built up, crap on the porch, houses look like run down. And these are white people, poor white people, right? And then I'll drive to a ghetto. Right, you know what I'm saying? And the ghetto, they might not be perfect in the hood, in the ghetto, right? But those homes, right, look a whole lot better than the homes of some of those white people in the white town. You know what I'm saying? Not only that, I drive past some of you rural areas, and the best thing you have in the area, right? It's a restaurant that everybody frequent. See what I'm saying? No jobs. Some of y'all in the rural areas, a lot of times y'all got to drive an hour and a half to 2 hours just to go to work, 45 minutes just to go to work. Because there's no job in your neighborhood. Because the government is not investing in your hood. You see what I'm saying? The government is not investing. And you are the ones that's keeping the Republican Party afloat right now. I believe that. People that live in the rural South, right? In rural areas, small towns. Trust me. Because I do believe in the biggest cities, you know what I'm saying? They don't have enough Republicans to keep the Republicans afloat. So imagine, right? Just like I always say, right? A Democrat could never win without the black vote. They can't. Against a Republican, against another Republican. They won't. Statewide. I should say either statewide or national or for the presidency, right? They can't. And they won't. Just like a Republican, to me, could never win without the South. Without the rural South. You all are the ones that are keeping the Republican Party afloat. But yet, right, you allow the Republican to fearmonger you. You understand me? Oh, I don't like this person. I don't like that. I don't like this person because he's gay. Somebody that has never done nothing to you, but you don't like him because who they are or what they represent. You see what I'm saying? That's ridiculous to me. Nancy Mace. I'm glad she didn't win the governorship. Right? I'm glad she didn't win the damn governorship. At all. Right? She needs to go back to the private sector. You see what I'm saying? She needs to go back to the private sector. Because how she was talking bad trash about the LGBTQ community. Right, this Pride Month right now. And how she was talking bad trash about, you know what I'm saying? She's not a freaking leader. She's not a leader. Because as a leader, right, you're supposed to be representing everybody. Black, white, people from the LGBTQ community, people from the Jewish community, everybody as a leader, right? Yo, a lot of these Republicans, they're not leaders. They're not. But yeah, y'all keep putting these people in office, man. You see what I'm saying? When we are all we had to vote for real leadership. Real leadership. That's what I want to see. See what I'm saying? These damn people. Right? You people that you're like, you're from the rural South area. Don't get my, I love a lot of y'all. I work with a lot of y'all over the years, man. And I love y'all, so I like it because not everybody from the rural area are racist, okay? That's one thing I would never buy into. Trust me. I don't work hard, we work with y'all. We're going to drink a beer together. Right? You see what I'm saying? Talk trash, whatever, you know? Shit. I mean, one time, I was at a bar right here in Florida. And, you know, Florida is a Trump company. It's a Trump country. I was at a bar, right? And this white man came up to me. We just talked, right, for the whole night. Me and this man was talking politics, right? He was a Trump guy. I'm a Biden guy, whatever, talking about Biden, talking about Trump, whatever, right? And I'm telling you, right, that night we had a good time that day. Now we kept buying each other beer. He buy a beer, I buy him a beer, he buy me a beer. You see what I'm saying? Right? Because you could still disagree with each other, right? You know what I'm saying? And still be friends. You don't have to agree with everything I say. But we don't have to be enemies either. You know what I mean? A lot of y'all from the South, from the rural South. Y'all let the rich white people fearmonger you about black folks, right? Y'all let the rich white folks fearmonger you poor white people, against black people, when black people never done nothing to you. You know what I mean? Black people have never been the one to suppress you. You see what I'm saying? Believe it or not, those rich white people that you love so much, they're the one that's suppressing you. Because whenever they create laws that affect black people, you don't think those same laws
will affect you too. Cause you poor. Remember that.
But y'all don't see that shit, right? Let me get to your agents. Some years ago, y'all really pissed me off. That affirmative action, right? Because of y'all, the Supreme Court got rid of affirmative action. I know they probably wanted to get rid of it before then, but y'all really pushed the needle. Because I was watching the news one time, and y'all, and some of y'all, some Asian college kids came on TV and talked trash about affirmative action. Wait, let's be real. Black people never really benefited from those type of things. There were very little Black people benefited from affirmative action anyway. And most of y'all are foreigners that benefited from that affirmative action crap. Y'all foreigners, white women, right? But Black Americans never really benefited from it. But it was there because of Black folks. And then y'all were complaining, y'all Asians were complaining about affirmative action. And guess what? A year later, the Supreme Court kicked that shit back. And from what I heard the other day on somewhere on the radio or whatever, that now since that happened, right, in these Ivy League colleges, Asians' registration had declined. Because they are dumbasses. Y'all just gotta let things be. You see what I'm saying? Anything that's supposed to benefit, that y'all think benefit Black people, y'all can't let be. Just let it be. Because if it benefit Black folks, Black Americans, I should say, because I was not born in this country, right? So I'm saying, so Black Americans, anything that benefit Black Americans, right? Y'all just let it be, because if it benefit Black Americans, especially if you're a foreigner, it's going to benefit you too, even more. You see what I'm saying? Because let's look at it, right? When you look at a lot of Ivy League college, right? I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I can just imagine how many percentage of Black people go to those Ivy League colleges versus Asians, versus the Chinese, the Japanese, Koreans, right? Not even white folks, because, you know, white folks are outnumber people anyway, right, in America. So a lot of white people are going to go to these colleges, right? But if you look at the numbers, I guarantee you, right, and Asians in America, it's like 8% Asians in America, right? I guess they group it all in one, Indians, Chinese, Japanese, they're all in one, whatever, right? All in one. Now, there are 8% of Asian people here in this country. Less than Black folks. Black people, 12%. But I guarantee if you do the numbers, they'll have more Asians that go to Ivy League colleges than you see Black people. So the affirmative action never really affect Black folks anyway. Right? When I say affect Black folks, I mean, really, black folks never really, I would say, dependent on it anyway. Right? It's there. But more Asians, more white women, really, use the affirmative action more. Right? No DEI. Even DEI. I don't believe DEI. Black people really depend on DEI any damn way. You know what I mean? It's mostly white women, other races, but Black American. You see what I'm saying? Which is crazy to me, man. That when things are there for Black people, right, are put in place that's supposed to help Black folks. That's supposed to help Black folks. And some of y'all, the minority, some of y'all minority people out there, y'all just can't stand that crap. You know what I mean? But yet, when it comes to actual laws, right? Laws. That's going to protect you with your black rights. Right? You got Asian laws, like Asian crime bill, all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? The damn John Lewis Voting Rights Act, they can't even put that shit into law. You know what I mean? Joe Biden, I never was a fan of Joe Biden. I voted for him. And the only reason why I voted for Biden, it was because he picked a black woman for his vice president. If you never picked a black woman, I guarantee I would never vote for him. I don't know if I would have voted third party either though, man. And I sure didn't want Donald Trump to get back in office. Right? So maybe so. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? That's a hard decision right now. But if I did it, I would have done it reluctantly. Right? If I had to vote for Biden, I would have done it reluctantly. Cause I'm not a fan of him. You know what I'm saying? Cause Biden has done a lot anyway to freaking to hurt black folks any damn way. So I'm saying, cause Biden has been in politics for over 50 years. You know what I'm saying? Right, when he created the 86 crack laws, the 94 crime bill, he was one of the authors of that, that disproportionately lock up a lot of black people. Right? Did he ever, when he was president though, right? I was wondering. I don't think I really looked this up, but did he ever atone for that? He probably apologized, right? I mean, I think he did apologize for what he did, but did he ever make it right? You see what I'm saying? Did Biden make it right? You know what I mean? So I don't know. I never was a real fan of him. And I really started to dislike him when he opened the damn border. And sometimes I used to hate how he spoke when he used to give his damn speeches, right? And he always mentioned middle class in his speeches. But he never mentioned poor people. You see what I'm saying? And believe it or not, poor people, they work hard and they don't want to pay a lot of taxes in this country. I would mention the damn middle class, but never poor folks. Those type of things really bother me. I look into the things and I listen to when people speak sometimes. Just see what they're going to say or what they don't say. You understand me? This is ridiculous, man. It really is ridiculous how these people think, right? How the Democratic Party is right now. What messages do the Democratic Party have? What kind of message? Out here, right? Even right, the damn election is in November, July, August, September, October, November. It's like a little bit over 4 months away. The midterm is a little over 4 months, and I don't see no like unified messages. So I'm saying. That the Democratic Party have, right? And I know I hear on the news, right, when I see these Democratic pundits, or whatever they call them, who's speaking for the Democratic Party. Because I watch Newsnight with Abby Phillips a lot, right? And a lot of times, a lot of them be saying that the Democrats should be talking about affordability, which is true. You see what I'm saying? You can talk about that too, but that should not be the only damn thing you talk about. You know what I mean? If I live in Memphis, Tennessee, my grievances might be different from somebody that live in Dallas, Texas, or Silver Spring, Maryland, right? You should be running on your city's, your district, freaking grievances, right? I always wonder, do these damn politicians send all the people to really actually go out and talk to the people. Really talk to the people. Not what you believe in. Oh, I'm running on this because this is what I believe in. Because what you believe in might not be the majority of what your constituents believe. And you can't change people's mind. You can try. You understand me? Yeah, you got to go on what the masses believe in, right? Because right now, let's talk about this. Democrat Party, we say, okay, right? I know it's LGBTQ month, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But when the Republicans was on the throat, right, and said, look, I don't want men in women's sports. You see what I'm saying? But Democrat Party fight that shit. Why? Why fight that for? Right? I'm telling you right now, I stand with the LGBT community. Right now, I'm saying it publicly. I stand with them. But the ones I don't agree with, if you're transforming to become a woman, you see what I'm saying? In women's sports. Right? I do believe you should create your own league. I guarantee a lot of people watch. You see what I'm saying? So rich people, they should create their own stuff. Right? Because even though you might lose when you're doing the transformation, and you might lose some testosterone, right? And get more estrogen. You're still going to be physically stronger than a woman. Period. Point blank. I remember doing the last Olympics when this girl, right? She won a lot of matches. And she was about to fight against a transgender. And she forfeited the fight. I got to be honest with you. I was for her. Because that transgender power would have whooped her ass. Because no matter what, it still was a man. I don't give a damn if you get the damn transformation. Right? And somebody needs to really do some serious study. I know they got to be studies out there, though, man, where a person who's an athlete, when they compete against other, like their male, right, other male athlete, what number do they fall in? And then when they do the transformation and they compete against other female athletes to see what number they fall in. You see what I'm saying? I guarantee a lot of times, when they compete against men, when they were once men, the power was doing a lot of losing. And now when they start competing against women, they start winning a lot more. So is that fair to those females, right, those born women? Is that fair? No, it's not fair to them. You see what I'm saying? When using public restrooms now, unless you know, like a small doctor's office or whatever, they have a way to close the bathroom door, lock the bathroom door or whatever, right? They might have one or two bathrooms beside each other and say unisex. What they should do, the government, now, especially like in the malls and in the big public area, they should have a third restroom. Sorry, they should. Because no matter how much they try to fight against, right, the LGBTQ community, no matter how much they try to go against that, right? They can't stop it. They can't stop them. And the bad thing about it, again, some of the people in their family members are part of the damn community. But I guarantee they don't treat their family members that bad. Bad. I guarantee they still love the damn family members. Let's be real about the situation. See, I'm going to speak and speak it, whether people like it or not. I don't care. That's how I feel, man. That people, you know I'm saying, just respect each other, right? Respect one another, whether a person is from the community, right? Certain things I might not agree with. You see what I'm saying? Certain things I might not agree with, right? When it comes to certain things. But still all about respect, right? I don't believe a child that's 5-6 years old should be exposed to things from the LGBT community. I don't think so. Once we reach high school, that's a different story. Right? You know what I mean? Although, if a child is exposed to that, right? That doesn't mean they're going to be gay. Sometimes they think, oh, my child's going to be exposed to this. My child's going to be gay. No, man. That doesn't mean that crap is stupid people. Right? I do believe, though, man. You know what I'm saying? I know they have a lot like these books, right? Talking about gay stuff, whatever. Or however they call it. I don't know what they say, but I call it gay stuff. I don't give a damn. Right? A child in elementary school should not be exposed to those type of things. High school, yeah, maybe. You see what I'm saying? Junior high, kind of pushing a little bit, but come on now, let's be real about the situation. How many children right now, that's 13, 14 years old, who were born one sex, but identified as the other sex. So you think you're going to stop that crap? How much you dislike it? You better embrace this shit. You know what I mean? You better embrace it. Because it can't be stopped. You can't stop it. You might like it. And some of y'all say, oh, this goes against God. How the hell you know? Who wrote the damn Bible? Man wrote the damn Bible. And I always believe, right, that in 2026 today, if God comes down to the earth right now, not to destroy the earth, but just listen, and observe and listen to what people got to say, right? This thing, God is going to be upset with you because you're mad, because you're gay, if you're living your life right. You're not hurting nobody, right? You're still married, right? If you believe in the Bible, you're not coming in fornication, all this stuff, right? You're living your life right, you just happen to be gay. You think God's going to be pissed off about that, right? God probably going to use you as a gay person to spread his word versus a straight person who's a hypocrite. Come on, let's be real about this situation. You know what I mean? And white people, if a person is gay, right, and they like to go to church, right? Why they shouldn't have to hide that stuff, man. You should embrace people who they are. As long as they're not hurting the damn body. Embrace them. You know what I mean? When I hear about like some pastors want to kick somebody out of church because he's gay, and you know the thing about it, what pissed me off? If I would go to a damn church and see a pastor do that shit, kicking out a person because I'm getting up and I'm walking out the church. Because to me, you're a fake-ass pastor. You're a hypocrite. Right? I'm getting up and I'm standing in solidarity with that gay person. Point blank. All this stuff, man. So Democrats, right? Y'all need to do better and have better messages. Y'all need to have better messages, man. Seriously. We got 4 months left until the midterms. And I'm telling you right now, I don't see the future for the Democratic Party. The Republicans are probably going to win the midterms, and they're going to figure a way to keep Donald Trump in office for a third term. Y'all take the shit lightly if you want to. I know they don't hit that shit before in the past, and lately they haven't really been talking about it, right? So what have the Democrats really put in place right now? You know what I'm saying? And Donald Trump, I'll talk about the rigged elections, but I really believe a lot of the Republicans are the ones rigging the damn elections, not the damn Democrats. You know what I'm saying? But people don't talk about it during the Trump last term. How many Republicans got caught up when Donald Trump, you know, after January 6th, right? Right? How many Republicans, like in Kentucky and in Georgia, they got caught up to try to rig the election in Donald Trump's favor? But people, y'all don't talk about that shit, though, y'all damn Democrats. That's how, right? Why on the news alone they got to talk about it? That type of shit, y'all should be capitalized on, right, when that happened. But nah, right? That's why y'all messages suck. That's why y'all gonna lose. So I ain't got no faith in y'all, man. Right? I'm gonna vote Democrat. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna vote for the Democrat Party in November, but I'm only one person. You know what I mean? And I believe y'all gonna lose in November. Yeah, y'all not gonna win the House. Y'all not gonna win the Senate. Cause y'all didn't do nothing to try to win. Right, a lot of y'all are so damn complacent. Y'all are so complacent right now. So I'm saying that y'all not even talking to the people, right? How many of y'all go to these black media outlets and talk to the people? The one thing that Donald Trump did well, right? He went to different media outlets, even the enemy, as he would say. He went to the NABJ, the National Association for Black Journalists, right? Although he would disrespect them hardly, but he went there. He went to the Hispanic people, right? Media, and talked to them, right? You know what I'm saying? Some of your Democrats need to take a page out of Donald Trump's book and stop being so weak and soft. For real. I mean, shoot. So much thing I had to say, but you know what though? when I was planning this show today, I want to talk about a whole different topic. A whole different topic. But I just got caught up with this situation, man, with the damn Democratic Party, right? Got caught up with it. Anyway, thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
Tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.